Is transformation possible without causing transformation? Responsibility isn't only having caused, it is also I am causing, I will cause. This is what is missing, and I just caught it. Even people, outside the 1000, never cause anything. Even if they have the responsibility capacity on to some degree. That is the only difference between the 8 billion and the 1000. I am just doing what I am doing. Hey, I am doing what I am doing because. I will do what I'll do because. I chose chocolate because. Start seeing the connection to choosing? The last line should clue you in. If you have ever seen me teaching choice. Choosing is causing your choice. After consideration. No other reason, no other force operating other than your causing. Causing is power. Millions, billions of people are trying to cause stuff. Cause themselves to be grateful, cause appreciation, love, losing weight, curing cancer, falling asleep or whatever it is that many people want to cause. But causing is not possible without fully being cause. It is the ultimate expression of human. Not Homo sapiens, but of the original design, the wonder DNA set you up for, but you haven't activated it fully. Yet. I have been an ineffective asshole. Just so you know. I have been trying to teach the blind the color blue. What I am learning that unless I piggyback on something you already know, something you have been able to get and maybe even like, or at least accept, you cannot hear me. F.C.K. So obviously the first half of this article won't do SHD for you. So let me see, let me muddle through to see what I can piggyback on. So I can communicate. Newton famously said he was standing on the shoulders of giants. So shall I look for giants you already know? Who have been already accepted? Let's see if I am humble enough to find some giants. Giants in what? That is another question that needs answering. Maybe. So what field would the giants be? I have, maybe, one example, baseball. Babe Ruth, when he pointed over the fence, he declared to cause himself to send the ball there. Takes guts, doesn't it? It isn't idle promising, posturing. No. With pointing he caused himself to go for the rare, the near impossible, consciously. Consciously? Yeah, consciously. Okay. So causing is conscious? Yeah, says source. You see, we do things unconsciously, and that renders us not human, i.e. man. But wimps. Wimpe, forceful Homo sapiens. When you have no power, you force. I just found another bit to piggyback on. But I don't know where I've read it. I equate myself with consciousness. So when the room gets cold, when my body and my feet, especially my feet are cold, I don't say, I am cold. I say the body is cold. The room is cold. Same with hunger. The body is hungry. Of course when I talk to other people, I try to use the language that won't make them want to send me to the loony bin. So I say I am cold. But consciousness, me, is not cold. It observes. Werner Erhard said in many of the courses he created, you are not your past, not your history. You are not your thoughts, not your emotions, not even your feelings. Instead you have them. You are not them. Just like I don't say I am my hand when my hand hurts, I am not any of the things I say I am in language. Language that is Homo sapiens language, where I am all those things, and never anything that causes anything. It took me decades to distinguish that he didn't mean semantics. And although he was inauthentic, because he didn't live what he taught, I heard the words and made them mine. Through decades of attempting to locate myself in a place that is neither the body, nor the mind, nor the history, nor the emotions. My energy audio, the Gopal, aka the big bundle, is very simple. In it I command source to move me into consciousness, where I have power. I didn't know that that's what it did at first. Even that took me 10 years. Until then I use the energy only for healing. Reality is unforgiving. If you don't consciously use something for what it's for, it won't do it. The big bundle did facilitate healing, but nothing more. I could facilitate healing for myself and for others, but not being cause, not moving the self into consciousness. I didn't know it could do that. I stumbled on that as a matter of course. Just yesterday. I am, as a teacher, not only speaking from the penthouse, I am now speaking from the tip of the lightning rod above the penthouse. And of course whatever I am saying won't land, unless I find an inch. Through the words of someone who is more on a level with you, and someone who you already trust. The Bible? Nah. It is still two floors above you. The Kabbalah? Nah, You don't trust it and it is on the fifth floor, not where you live. Songs? Maybe. Fairy tales? Definitely, says Source. I diligently muscle-test all the ideas. Because I am humble. I don't think I know everything, nor should I know everything. So I test. Ask that what knows. So fairy tales it is. F. C.K. Folk tales? No. The Grimm Brothers tales? No. The Jungle Book? Yeah. I have downloaded 4 movies, all came from Rudyard Kipling's famous book of the same title. I have read the book, but it didn't say much more to me than that we are the Bundarlog. Monkey people. Whose word doesn't have any power? Just hot air. No power. Responsibility, in its essence means, your word has power, because you caused your word. If and when you observe yourself speaking, you are not causing your speaking. Inside speaking or outside speaking, no difference. If you chatter in your mind and you consider it yourself, or if you chatter audibly and consider yourself speaking, you are Bunder people. And guess what, you elect for president or for office people just like you, windbags. I watched some of a movie yesterday of The Big Friendly Giant on Netflix. The only thing I came away with, a thing of value, was that the giant's drink had bubbles that went downward. And came out downward causing extreme pleasure to the giant. Yeah, that is also Bunder people. I stopped watching it then and there. I see enough of that in my life, so I don't need a movie to add more of it to my life. By the way, I am the same way about Seinfeld, the series. If I watch any of it, I only watch the stand-up part. Jerry is one of the 1,000. What makes him funny to me is that he looks in reality and sees the absurd, and then says it. And it is explosively funny to me. Because he looks at things in reality, in parts of reality I haven't looked yet. I wonder whether listening to him takes his 8 billion type listeners to reality for a moment. Maybe some of them, says Source. The rest laugh because the others laugh. Moments of glimpsing the absurdity of what Bunder people do. Now that I am talking about Bunder people, I am remembering the part in the Netflix-made version of the story, where Molly is taken to the ruins of an ancient temple. There is this huge ape, King Louis, who actually has language. And what does he want from Molly? He wants to teach him to make fire. So he can rule the world. Yeah, that is the level where humanity as a whole lives. Give me what would give me power to rule the world. I am getting this sick feeling. And a sense of no power. Why? Because that is not power, that is force. Because that is what I am trying to work against. Awakening the power. So far unsuccessfully. In September I adjusted 37 people's DNA. 6 are still in the game. I readjust their DNA every time I notice it's off. Every single one of them turns the adjustment off regularly. Some more often than others. So the question some of them are asking, the ones who are closer to becoming cause. What do I do that turns the adjustment off? So far I have distinguished one action that reliably turns the adjustment off. Explaining and justifying. Both are designed to assign cause to something other than the speaker. That seems to be the only thing. So far. And whether you think or speak the explanation or justification, it does not matter. Interesting, isn't it? So now that I said this, what would be a good action for you, now on the week of Christmas? What could you give yourself this Christmas? Something that used with the right consciousness, causing yourself doing it, and causing the results, would make this Christmas memorable for the rest of your days? Is it getting the big bundle? Is it getting the DNA adjustment? You want to learn to ignore the monkey chatter in your head? Is it learning to cause your speaking in the context course? It's really up to you. Email me and I'll send you a link and a coupon code that is good until Friday night. Email and tell me which link you want. And tell me why. Let me know what is happening on the street level. It's lonely in the penthouse. P.S. This happens to me all the time. Necessity is the mother of inventions. I have gotten tired of having to manually turn people's DNA adjustment on. So I made a short audio, 14 seconds, that will turn the DNA adjustment on for you. The adjustment will only stay on, if your behavior is consistent with being cause. But when it turns off, the audio will turn it back on, not like the infusible energy I created a month ago. That one would have kept it on. But everyone turned the adjustment off. Oops. How much, you ask? 14 puny seconds, how much is it worth to you? Shall I sell it to the highest bidder? When I first came out with the Unconditional Love Activator, I sold it for $7. It was in 2011. About 1,000 people bought it. It wasn't even worth that for them. Not worth those $7 they paid. Why? Because unless you cause your activation, nothing happens. Not a thing. So buying this DNA adjuster audio will do the same. It will be completely and utterly worthless to you, unless you learn to cause your own DNA activation. How? By using the activation to step into being cause. Am I talking in circles? No. It will work for a moment, and that is your opening to use. The open door you can walk through. And even if you need to do it 1,000, 1,000,000 times, each time you consciously walk through, i.e. cause your adjustment will stay on longer, and work to alter your world longer. To take you from Bunderlog to human being. So yeah, name your price. If I see a match between you and the price you named, I'll send you a link to buy. Email me with your bid. Email me at sophie@yourvibration.com. PPS, although I don't think Osho was a giant, I learned a lot from him. He, like Werner, didn't live what they spoke. But what they spoke was largely true. 30% truth value. Not bad in a world where most things are under 10%. Here is a talk I published first in 2012.